got started and then I didn't need to.
All right. Okay, the last meeting of the criminal justice, we're going to call it to order. We're going to ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Smith? Senator Altman? Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Dean?
Here.
Senator Gibson? Senator Simmons?
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Okay, if anyone would like to give testimony or speak on any of the agenda item, please turn in an appearance card. Also, let the record reflect that Senator Altman, Senator Smith, both will be excused. Senator Gibson did show up. Okay, tab one members will be SB 1416, Sexual Predators and Offenders. Senator Bean, you are recognized to explain. Now, there's one amendment, Senator Dean. Is that not, I mean, Senator Bean, is that not a delete all?
It is, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, well, why don't we put it in posture then? So, Senator Simmons, you're recognized to explain barcode 929388, but it's a courtesy, so we'll turn it back over to you, Senator Bean.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon, members. This committee knows all of the great things the legislature has done this year to tighten the wrenches on sexual offenders and sexual predators. We've made great strides. There still, however, is a problem. There's a problem out there with predators and offenders that don't follow the rules. They're called absconders. And to be honest with you, we don't know where they are. Right now, Mr. Chairman, in your district, there are 12 absconders whose last known address were either in Escambia, Santa Rosa, or Okaloosa County.
That's Okaloosa, sir.
Okaloosa.
Okay. Yeah.
Senator Gibson, 21 absconders whose last known address was in Duval County. Senator Bradley, 5 absconders whose last known address was either Bradford, Clay, or Alachua Counties. Senator Dean, 13 absconders whose last known address was either in Baker, Citrus, Columbia, or Dixie. Currently across our state, there are 746 absconders where we just don't know where they are. Or where, most importantly, where they're going to strike next, or if they're going to strike at all. So enter Senate Bill 1416, which creates a strike force of bringing together law enforcement across our state to develop a strategy that we can go and locate these 746 individuals that are out there right now. It prioritizes the absconders that pose the greatest risk. They are to develop and recommend coordinated statewide strategies for the apprehension of sexual predators and offenders. It's a 4-year strike force, and it also appropriates for the Department of Law Enforcement $101,000 to carry out the mission. That is the strike all, and that is the bill.
Okay, is there any debate on the amendment? Putting it in right posture here. Without objection, let's show the amendments adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions of the bill sponsor? Seeing no questions, the bill sponsor, anyone in the audience wishing to speak? No one wishing to speak? Members, any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate on the bill. Whoa. Senator Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I want to certainly thank the sponsor for bringing the bill forward. The only comments I have, I think, and I hope that perhaps in the next session we can deal a little more with this. I'm not exactly sure what really happens in the bill outside of the appointment of the strike force. I think one of the other problems that we have is that law enforcement in our communities don't really supervise sexual predators and sexual offenders, which is part, I think, of the larger problem. Their only duty is really to see that someone is living where they say that they live. And so absent, I think, some other form of supervision, which I realize is going to be difficult once somebody has kind of served their time, I think our communities nationwide are served even better if we have something similar to, Mr. Chair, you probably remember the Juvenile Justice Compact, Interstate Compact, where we can work more collaboratively state to state, because just because the folks are not where they said they were in Florida doesn't necessarily mean that they're still in Florida. But it doesn't mean that they may not cross back and forth in the Florida. So I look forward to certainly supporting the strike force. But I just thought I'd talk about that to maybe put us in. Perhaps you'll be the chair next year of criminal justice. Maybe
I don't know if I'll be sentenced to another 2 years of that or not.
Well, I would love to be sentenced to serve with you, and we could work on that next year. But thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Any more debate on the bill? Seeing no more debate on the bill, Senator Bean, you're recognized to wave close.
Done. Thank you.
Done, wave close. Okay. We're going to, Senator Dean moves for a CS without objection. Short, will the Secretary please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 1416?
Senator Altman, Senator Bradley.
Yes.
Senator Dean.
Yes.
Senator Gibson. Yes. Senator Simmons.
Yes.
Senator Smith. Mr. Chairman.
Yes. So, members, by your vote, CS for Senate Bill 1460 shall be reported favorable.
Mr. Chairman, members, thank you very much.
Thank you. Members, this is probably our last meeting. Well, I'm going to say it probably is so. So this is our last meeting. We've had a wonderful staff. We've had wonderful backup support from majority, minority office. We thank y'all for sitting over there and making us look good. But I can't say enough about the staff that we have as far as the work that they do. I know Senator Bradley has worked close with our staff and through the appropriations process also. And they truly deserve an attaboy, because you guys have, or an attagirl too. Not to be sexist, but an attagirl too. Because, you know, so many times, especially now during term limits, that we have to rely on staff and taking what the staff gives us. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that this staff, I've had the opportunity to work with them, well, I guess 6 years, because I was on here 2 years prior. And then, so anyway, with that, God bless you. Thank you. Can't say enough about you. Appreciate you. And we're adjourned. Senator Bean moves, we rise. Dean moves, we rise. Bean, Dean.
All right, we'll see you.
Thank you very much.